We're sending more troops. This is from 1 hour ago. This is real.
CNN has learned that the U.S. military is sending thousands of additional Marines and sailors to the Middle East. This comes just a day after President Trump said this about deploying more troops to the region.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you, but I'm not putting troops.
It also.
Jesus Christ. Is this from the Oval Office convo he had with Japan's PM where he made the Pearl Harbor joke? That was based, by the way. I don't give a fuck how angry everyone else pretends to be. The more you remind Japanese politicians of World War II, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Fuck those pieces of shit.
Also comes just hours after President Trump shared on Truth Social that the fight to stop nuclear-powered Iran is, quote, militarily won. CNN national security reporter Haley Britsky joins us now. Haley, what's the latest? What are you learning?
Yeah, so Boris, we're learning that the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit off the West Coast is heading towards the region now. This is the second MEU going towards the Middle East. The 31st has already left from the Pacific going towards the region. We don't quite know when it'll get there, of course, what exactly it will do. We're still asking if it will stay in the region, if the military will have two of these Marine rapid response forces there. Certainly, it raises questions about boots on the ground options, as that's the first thing people think of when they think of these MEUs. But these units are really kind of the Swiss Army knives of the Marines and of the military. They can provide aviation logistics support. So they provide commanders a lot.
The Pearl Harbor clip I saw. Did you see they want to unsanction Iranian oil? Yeah, incredibly funny. Maybe it's the Iranian century.
The U.S. are a very good friend. But one question, why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing you don't want to signal too much, you know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? You know, he's asking me. No, you believe in surprise, I think, much more so than us.
But they did tell him. He was just, he was a sperm at the time, so he couldn't receive the information, you know? Prenatal sperm cell that will be Donald Trump in the future receiving a telekinetic samurai message in 1942, warning him.
A lot of options, a lot we still don't know.
41, thank you. 41. Man, that was stupid of them, huh? I know the Soviets probably would have beaten Germany anyway, but we were pretty big on the Japanese.
About this deployment, but it certainly provides a lot of options to Admiral Bradley Cooper of CENTCOM.
It also raises questions about how long this engagement might go. We heard President Trump say it would be a matter of weeks. Now there are questions about whether this is going to be prolonged.
That's right. I mean, we still don't know.
The constant media apologism questions as to whether this will be prolonged, as if the White House has not already said 1,000 times that we could be here forever.
How long this is going to go. We hear Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth saying it could be 4 weeks, it could be 5 weeks, it could be 3 weeks. Obviously, we're nearing the fourth week point at this point. But they keep saying, we keep hearing from these senior officials that, as we just heard from the president, this is essentially one, that the conflict is, you know, there's fewer targets to hit. But still, the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed. Yeah. We just saw yesterday an F-35, U.S. F-35.
The Japanese basically did what U.S. has done to Iran. I still think it's incredibly funny that people ask me incredulously, do you really think Israel's just going to keep attacking its neighbors forever? Like, isn't that insane? Why would they do that? When the last time fascist countries really started war on a global stage, Germany invaded the USSR and America was bombed by Japan. As if this ideology doesn't have a very strong and well-established historical precedent of starting fights that it can't win.
Had to make an emergency landing after sources say it was believed to be hit by Iranian fire. So there's certainly a lot still happening on the ground here, and these units moving in will just provide more options for what the president decides to do next.
Haley Britsky, thanks so much for that reporting.
CNN's Kevin Liptak joins me from the White House. And Kevin, let me go to you first. And more Marines, like we were saying, making their way to the Middle East as administration, of course, pushes.
Was Japan fascist, though? Japan arguably was more fascist than Germany or Italy. If you talk about like a pure distillation of the person is an arm of the state, like a person is a blood vessel in the veins of the state, like Japan might have actually, they committed to that way the fuck harder than Germany or Italy did. Yeah, they were like a pure death cult.
So we've been talking about for extra funding, some $200 billion. Bring us up to date with the very latest. What do we know, first of all, about this deployment?
Right. And this will be the second, what they call a Marine Expeditionary Unit, that's now headed towards the Middle East. There is another one that is deploying from Asia and heading in that direction. So it will bring the total number of Marines tasked to these units to about 4,500. And it will add to the about 50,000 American troops that are already in the Middle East. Now, what in exactly these Marines will be tasked with, it's not clear. And it comes...
Dog, they're an expeditionary force of Marines. What do you think they're going to be doing? Manning artillery? What do you think they're going to be doing? Fucking firing the interceptors? They exist for one purpose. Though we are preparing for a ground invasion of Iran. We might pull the plug on it, but that is what they are being brought there for. There is no reason to bring Marines over otherwise. They're not going to just sit there and man like missile stations or whatever.
Of course, as the president does seem to be weighing whether to order a ground operation inside Iran, whether it's to secure Karg Island, that very critical area that the administration thinks would put pressure on the Iranian regime, or to go into Iran to try and retrieve some of the highly enriched nuclear material that is buried far underground. That is certainly something that those Marines could be doing, but it is
insane, absolutely deranged in any sane society. This person would be dragged off of the camera right now with a cane around his neck. What are the Marines doing? Oh, they're part of this very necessary project where we're going to dig 1 mile underground inside Iran's territory to pull out some enriched uranium. There's already uranium underground, man. That's where they pull it from. That's where they get the uranium from. The ground. If you want to get it, so... Like, really think about what he's saying here. Rather than the Marines are going to be used for a boots-on-the-ground invasion, they're part of this, like, extraction force where they're going to dig hundreds of feet underground. What are they going to do? Set up a mining outpost? We collapse those tunnels. They're just going to dig? What are you talking about? Insane! Besant mentioned it today. Well, yeah, because they're trying to make it sound as though this is being done for WMD purposes. Oh, you mean Karg Island?
Just laser focused on it. As I said, there was a bombing campaign last week. The military assets on Karg Island were destroyed. And you know, the other thing I can tell you, if you're an oil worker, you don't want to work there. So all the oil workers there are being coerced to stay there. And yeah. You know, we will see what happens with whether that eventually becomes a U.S. asset.
What would be...
Fucking Besant and every other White House official. Yeah, we're planning on invading Iran. CNN talking head. I wonder if they're trying to extract the enriched uranium from 500 feet underground to preserve the safety of the region and prevent them from developing them into nuclear weapons. How interesting.
It's not necessarily what they're going to be doing. They also have tasks like aviation support, logistics support, all of these other areas that they could potentially be ordered up to do once they arrive. But it all seems to be demonstrating that the president is reinforcing the American troop posture in the region as this war grinds on. You know, we're about to enter the fourth week of this conflict. The president and other administration officials have said that it could last between 4 and 6 weeks. So we are in about a week's time nearing the window when, according to the administration's own estimates, it could be winding down. But certainly this decision to send these troops into the region suggests that it may not be ending anytime quickly.
The president said yes.
Just nothing. You realize he said absolutely nothing there, right? CNN's there's a sick part of me that enjoys watching CNN when it comes to anything involving Israel, because this is such a deeply captured media organization. Like, the people here know what they're not allowed to say, but they don't have anything else to say. You know what I mean? They haven't been given a script to fill. Fox News gets to fill the script with oorah pro-President Trump stuff. CNN can't do that but they also can't say what's actually happening, so they have to just say nothing. They have to act like they're always super confused. We don't know why, what's going on. I mean, Israel, America, every White House official, everyone has said that this is Israel's war and that Israel pushed us into it, and they're going to keep doing war and keep mowing the grass forever, and we're doing this for Israel. But we don't know what's going on, and we can't mention that. What's going on? Yeah, it's like Tucker Carlson, man, genuinely. They're doing Tucker Carlson's bit, except without the follow-through. Anyway, yes, Pete Hegseth did ask. The Pentagon is asking for a cool $200 billion so that we can keep fighting in Iraq. Just $200 billion more to Israel and to the MIC.
To that point on capabilities, you know, Iran is an energy-rich country, could be, should be. Instead, like so many other places driven by a radical ideology, they've spent that money instead of investing in their people. And that's why you had millions of Iranians protesting, because they felt like their condition, quality of life didn't match what it could be or should be. And what was the Iranian state? There's a reason we call Iran the number one state sponsor of terrorism, because they took the money they make and they invest it in tunnels, and they invest it in missiles, and they invest it in launchers and UAVs, and we are destroying and degrading that in historic proportions. But it doesn't mean they won't still have some and try to hold people at issue, which is why we're fighting every single day to continue to compel. And you mentioned embassies and consulates. Unlike previous administrations, we are doubling and tripling down on ensuring that our people, regardless of their Department of War, Department of State, whatever they do, are secure in those facilities. And the best defense is a good offense. And so we're not afraid to go after and kill anybody. And we have a lot of them attempting to target our diplomatic facilities. Iran, you know, we're not surprised that they would indiscriminately target, and we're still seeing that. Jerry.
In a speech in which he is asking for $200 billion additional dollars. Fucking incredible. Jesus Christ. I fucking hate the footballification of our government. Hegseth is uniquely dumb. That is true. $200 billion. I wonder how many Democrats are going to vote for this. Did you see Hegseth's pastor wants James Tallarico to be killed? Yes. Schumer said no already. He's folded before. Yeah, literally all of the money that we've given you. It's more than all of the money that we've given to Ukraine. $200 billion. The cost of the war in Iran's rapidly grown, exceeding $11 billion the first week alone. This is a lie, by the way. Anytime you get on-the-spot figures for how much a war costs, mentally triple it. In the long run, this is going to end up being way the fuck more expensive. All right? It has not only been $11 billion. The Iraq war turned out to cost four times more than reports at the time. Yeah. They always underestimate. Given how dishonest our government is now, it's possible that the disparity is going to be even greater. Who knows? So do these costs translate to profits? For some companies, yeah. For Israeli and American military companies, yeah. For sure. 100%. I mean, it's possible that it's also, in the long run, going to be profiting for profitable for Iran, too, considering the fact that we're considering unsanctioning their oil to alleviate the strain on international oil prices. That's so funny. It really is. You mean Russia? No, I mean Iran. Really stepped in the hornet's nest.
And the U.S. is considering removing sanctions from Iranian oil that's stranded on tankers currently. The move would aim to increase the global supply and lower prices. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had this to say during an interview with Fox Business.
In the coming days, we may unsanction the Iranian oil that's on the water. It's about 140 million barrels. So depending on how you count it, that's 10 days to 2 weeks of supply that the Iranians had been pushing out. That would have all gone to China. In essence, we will be using the Iranian barrels against the Iranians to keep the price down for the next 10 or 14 days as we continue this campaign.
Against the Iranians?
Oil prices have been above $100 a barrel for much of the past 2 weeks as Iran targets tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The Treasury made a similar move recently, allowing the sale of sanctioned Russian oil stranded on tankers. The department said the release added 130 million barrels to global supplies. Bessent also pointed to last week's coordinated.
It added oil to the supplies, but the oil went to like China and India and such, and the money went to Russia and Iran. Is he implying the U.S. will steal that oil? No, we won't. We're not in a position to steal that oil. If we tried seizing an Iranian tanker, you know what Iran would do? They'd blow it the fuck up. Oh yeah, not even to mention the fact that we're considering a fucking export ban.
Stephen, welcome to the program. I want to get to your line in your research. The Brent WTI spread says everything diplomacy won't. Stephen, just build on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So the Brent market is now the benchmark for the seaborne of oil we don't necessarily use, so we don't have a use for it, so we're not going to burn it, so the inventories will just build.
Okay, no plan to implement restrictions on oil and gas exports. It's been bandied about a little bit. China and Thailand already banned their exports. Yeah, but we're much more reliant on our exports. You know, there's a much larger chain that we participate in because we produce so much oil here. Well, whatever the case may be, what do you think about Russia sending oil tankers to Cuba? I think that's great. We're unironically, like, starving out Cuba. We're doing the kind of shit, like, we don't hear about it in American media because it's American media, but we're doing, like, civilizationally evil shit to Cuba right now since 62. Yeah, but we're doing it even more now. We're blocking, we're preventing allied countries like Mexico from sending resources to Cuba. Like, we're being satanic. All because Rubio wants to wipe his balls on the island. You'll think they'll intercept the flotilla or just let them go? I don't know. Look at how much it's costing to maintain the seized Venezuelan oil tankers. The cost of maintaining just one aging ship has already reached $47 million. That's funny.